Today's episode is brought to you by the Texas Comptroller of Public Accounts. Hey everyone, it's Stephanie with Tax Policy. Today we're here to talk about the Emergency Preparation Supplies Sales Tax Holiday, and it's happening Saturday, April the 27th through Monday, April the 29th. Now for those of you who don't know, this is a huge tax break in Texas. I have Jerry Paredes, also with Tax Policy, as my guest today to talk about this upcoming sales tax holiday. And thank you, Jerry, for stopping by.
Hi, Stephanie. Thank you for inviting me.
First, can you explain to our listeners what exactly is a sales tax holiday?
Oh, absolutely. So even though the Texas sales and use tax is the largest single source of state tax revenue, there are a few days when consumers can catch a break each year on paying sales tax. On these designated weekends, specific items or categories of items can be purchased without paying state and local sales taxes.
Now, offhand, I know of maybe one or two sales tax holidays, but how many are there really?
I'm glad you asked that, Stephanie. Texas has a total of 4 sales tax holidays per year. There is the Emergency Preparation Supplies that takes place a weekend in April, the Texas Energy Star, held during the Memorial Day weekend, the Water Efficient Products, also held during the Memorial Day weekend, and the most common one, Sales Tax Holiday, Back to School Items, which takes place during a weekend in August.
All right, and today we're focusing on the Emergency Preparation Supplies Sales Tax Holiday. So what exactly is the purpose of this holiday?
Well, when it comes to natural disasters, Texans are no stranger to these unforeseen events. The purpose of this holiday is to encourage Texas consumers to reinforce their properties and to prepare for the upcoming storm seasons. This holiday also brings public awareness about the importance of preparation for weather-related events and potential emergencies.
Oh yes, you're absolutely right. Over the years, our state has had its share of disasters caused by hurricanes, tornadoes, fires, and floods. Now, what type of emergency preparation supplies qualify during this tax-free weekend?
Qualifying supplies that are tax-free include portable generators priced at less than $3,000, hurricane shutters and rescue ladders priced at less than $300, and other numerous items priced less than $75. These include batteries, fire extinguishers, fuel containers, hatchets, portable light sources such as candles, flashlights, and lanterns, and waterproof sheeting.
Okay, well, let's talk about the first category you mentioned, portable generators priced at less than $3,000. And I was glad you said that because a portable generator has actually been on my list for a while. But nowadays, I find myself doing a lot more online shopping. If I buy a qualified generator online during the sales tax holiday weekend, will it still be tax-free?
As long as the portable generator is less than $3,000, yes, it will be tax-free during the tax-free weekend, regardless if it is purchased online or in the store. One thing to remember is the delivery, shipping, handling, and transportation charges. These charges are all part of the sales price and could affect the exemption.
Jerry, what do you mean by affect the exemption?
Well, let's see. Let's say a generator is $2,900. This generator would qualify for the exemption because it is less than the $3,000 limit. But let's say there is a $200 delivery fee, making your total sales price $3,100, because the total sales price for the generator is now more than the $3,000 limit, the generator no longer qualifies. Sales tax is due on the total sales price of $3,100.
Okay, so it sounds like consumers and retailers as well should keep in mind any extra fees attached to the sales price during this holiday.
That's absolutely right, Stephanie.
Great. Now let's move on to the second category, hurricane shutters and emergency or rescue ladders priced at less than $300.
All right, especially hurricane shutters. This is really the time to buy them for your home or business whether you're getting all new shutters or replacing damaged shutters. You really want to take advantage during this tax-free sales tax holiday weekend.
Oh yes, I completely agree. Hurricane shutters can really add up depending on how many windows you may have. Now, you also mentioned emergency or rescue ladders priced at less than $300. What exactly are these kinds of ladders?
Emergency ladders, or rescue ladders, include collapsible or chain ladders designed to hang from a windowsill.
Okay, so this exemption does not include just any kind of a ladder, like a stepladder or an extension ladder.
That's correct, Stephanie. It must be collapsible or a chain ladder. Sometimes they are labeled as a fire escape ladder.
Got it. All right. Now, on to our last category, items less than $75. Now, earlier you mentioned batteries as one of these qualified items. Does that apply to all batteries? Because I've been meaning to replace the battery to my laptop for some time now. Would this type of battery qualify?
No, Stephanie. Unfortunately, that is not the type of battery that qualifies. Only batteries that are sold in a single or multi-packs of AAA cell, AA cell, C cell, D cell, 6-volt, or 9-volt qualify.
Well, I guess I'm not too familiar with the qualified items in this third category. So can you tell me some other items that are exempt if they are less than $75?
There is actually a lot. Let me just mention the most popular. Can openers that are non-electric. Coolers and ice chests for food storage. Again, these are non-electric. Fire extinguishers, first aid kits, fuel containers, ground anchor systems, and tie-down kits. Portable light sources such as candles, flashlights, and lanterns. Portable radios, including two-way and weather-band radios, and tarps and other plastic sheeting.
Now, to purchase these items tax-free, do consumers have to provide anything to the sellers, like maybe an exemption certificate?
No, they do not. Consumers who purchase qualified items during the Emergency Preparation Supplies sales tax holiday on Saturday, April 27th through Monday, April 29th, do not need to provide the seller an exemption certificate.
Well, what happens if the seller accidentally charges sales tax on a qualified item? For example, let's say I go to the store on that weekend and stock up on AA batteries, and later I see on my receipt they charged me sales tax. What do I do?
I'm glad you asked that. If a seller charges you tax on the sale of a qualifying item during the sales tax holiday, you can request a refund. We do have our sales tax refund webpage that talks about how you can request a refund. But in general, the webpage tells you first to ask the seller for a refund. If the seller would rather you request a refund through the controller, then the seller may elect to assign its rights to the refund to you, the purchaser, which allows you to request a refund directly from the controller by filling out Form 00-985, Assignment of Right to Refund. And I do know that's a lot of information, but keep in mind, this is all available online on our sales tax refund webpage.
Okay, so let's recap. We've talked about items that qualify for the exemption, and we've talked about refunds if you happen to pay sales tax in error. But what about items that do not qualify for exemption during the sales tax holiday?
Items that do not qualify during the sales tax holiday are repair or replacement parts for emergency preparation supplies, batteries for automobile, boats, and other motorized vehicles, camping supplies, and plywood. Also, services performed on or related to emergency supplies.
What do you mean, Jerry?
Well, Stephanie, let's say you have to buy a replacement part or get a repair done on one of your qualified items, like that generator you were talking about. The item is exempt, not any repairs or replacement parts on that item.
Okay, I understand. Now, where can listeners find more information on the Emergency Preparation Supplies sales tax holiday?
They can visit the controller's website at controller.texas.gov. Check out publication 98-1017. And of course, watch our 2019 Emergency Preparation Supplies sales tax holiday video.
Great. I'll be sure to add those web links to the podcast description on our tax training resources webpage. Thank you, Jerry, so much for taking the time to go over all of this helpful information with me today.
Thank you so much, Stephanie, for having me. It was a real pleasure.
And thank you to our listeners for checking out today's episode. If you have missed any of our previous episodes and want to catch up, you can find them listed on the Tax Training Resources webpage, available on our website, controller.texas.gov. And until next time, y'all have a great day.